Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me, Catherine? Just to double check.
Yes, I can hear you. We just lost you for a second.
Oh, I did. I got bounced off, but I'm here now. Thank you.
Welcome,
Hi, everyone. Hey. And welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is August 12th, 2015. And welcome to our new fun format for our Blog Talk call, where Father and the company of heaven just hug us tight and draw us very near while they bring us encouragement and love and messages about what's going on around the world and how we can draw even closer to them and quicken our ascension for our planet and for humanity. This is going to be a fun call tonight. We've got Sananda teaching us and bringing us support and encouragement on how to lay down our ego. And then Mother is going to follow up and catch us on the other side with picking up our glory, glory. And I, of course, had to sing when I saw the title tonight. So we can all laugh with that one, too. And we are all getting ready for the 29th World Congress of Illumination, August 15th through the 20th, with Patricia Cota Robles, and portal opening and the anchoring will be done in Tucson, Arizona. So I'm sure we're going to be hearing a little bit more about that as well. And the fifth is transmuting the fear-based human ego. So we are all on track with the messages from the Company of Heaven and what we're doing as the boots on the ground. And for those of you who would like to participate with anchoring these divine energies coming in and working with us while we're in Tucson, you can go to www.eraofpeace.org and just look on her website for details about the events and the affirmations and the writings that are coming from Patricia regarding what we're going to be doing there. And join us and be a pillar of light wherever you are in the world. So we would love to have your participation, and it's absolutely needed to be able to transmute this and provide an opening for humanity to move this up and out of our experience here. Just some logistics. Dr. Catherine May's website is whoneedslight.org, whoneedslight.org. And please go and click on the sign up button right at the top of the page, and you can have the latest messages from our galactic friends and the Company of Heaven right in your email, hot off the press. You'll also find on her website hundreds of messages from Mother and Father God and the Company of Heaven going back years, along with Sananda's new scriptures. And as well, you can order her book, Who Needs Light?, which Mother God calls our manual for ascension. So it's packed full of information on her website. So please go and just browse around, and you'll never tire of anything to do. We also have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light?, or also have the messages posted there. and you can interact and comment back and forth and meet each other. And Meg, my Facebook page, -Meg Davis, and I am an acupuncturist and nutritionist and offer support for your body in the ascension process. And you can send messages with questions about what you're experiencing and also find lots of posts about how we can raise our vibration to quicken our attention and our physical body on the Facebook page. So I welcome you to join me there. Also, a heads up, you're going to be getting a newsletter coming out soon with the new sessions. I'm so excited about this, being offered with Christine and Catherine. These are going to be really packed sessions that are going to be filled with everything we need in order to take the next leap forward in our ascension. Sleeper cell removal, implant removal, just very exciting. So keep your eyes open in the newsletters coming out about the new sessions being offered for anyone who's interested, and I highly recommend it. They can really help us catapult forward and opening and communicating with our friends and family upstairs and feeling the energies coming through. I think that's it.
Yeah, great job.
So, I think I'll say hello and welcome Catherine.
Hi, Meg. I just want to know, every once in a while you cut out for a moment, and I think people might have missed your Facebook page, which is Wisdom Within -Meg Davis. Just thought I'd add that because you disappeared for a moment there. So
I like
how
the
music,
pretend
huh?
I'm cleaning it. Yes, very fine.
Mother God loves it.
Oh, my gosh.
So
they do
we
like the kids.
Yeah, it's really fun. They are just so exuberant and so excited and so coming closer and closer to us all the time. So it's really exciting to see what they come up with. And tonight, yes, Sanada's going to talk about lay down your ego, and Mother's going to talk about pick up your glory, glory. So this should be fun. We're going to just hit the ground running here and let Sanada come in. I asked him a little while ago what he was going to talk about, and he said, lay down your ego. He wouldn't tell me anymore. He said, you'll know what to say when I come through. He wouldn't even give me a preview. So we'll see what it's about. But it sounds really interesting. And this is such an important piece of what we're doing right now. This is like the last frontier for people to get ready for ascension. So let's see what Sananda says about it. I know one of the things he's going to cover is how the ego is really the ball and chain around our feet that keeps us mired in lower dimensional thinking and feelings. So that's my little introduction, and I'm going to leave the rest to Sananda. And probably after he finishes, I'll have you come and give me a little break, and then I'll bring Mother in.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Wonderful.
All right. So I'll just... Oh, Sananda's here.
Wonderful. All right, well, without even a blip, we'll welcome our dear brother, Sananda. Good evening, Sananda. How are you tonight?
Greetings, Meg. Oh, we are so excited in the higher dimensions. We are, well, we love that song, too. So we had a line of angels here doing that you know, that movement where they put both arms up one side, both arms up the other way, down, down, up, up, clapping, dancing, turn around. So everybody was doing a line dance. We have as much fun up here as you do at any party you ever go to. So we just want you to know about that, too, because you need to know what you have to look forward to when you ascend. All right, now, down to the serious business. Lay down your ego. Well, this is a pretty tall order for anyone who lives on planet Earth in the lower dimensions, because your ego was that part of you that you developed from earliest childhood. It's what helped you to protect yourself. It's what helped you to remember who not to trust. It's what became your hair trigger to your fight or flight response. So all of you know what that feels like, the fight or flight response. The heart pounding, the adrenaline surge, the feelings of anxiety or fear or panic or anger, rage, all of those things that are the high intensity negative feelings, all of them, every single one, is attached to your ego. And it's attached in such a way that as you grow in childhood, very young, you learn about a little bit about your feelings. So by the time you're about a year old, you know, when you feel like crying, you know, children, of course, babies can get angry. And you learn about those feelings. And you begin to associate them with things. So you begin to put together the feeling with a thought. This is not good. Somebody hurt me. Somebody took something away from me and I don't like it. And that's the beginning of what we call the ego. It's the impulse that encourages a child, for instance, if they're playing in a sandbox, for the child to bonk his little neighbor over the head with a plastic shovel because the other toddler tried to take his pail. All of that is learned. That reflex, it's grooved in because the child feels in some way that they're being attacked or offended, or they're feeling that someone has mistreated them in some way. And of course, there are thousands of opportunities for a child to feel that. Children playing together learn to yell at each other the same way their parents yell at each other. They learn to imitate the neighbors who are yelling at each other. They learn to walk and talk and pretend they're like the bullies. By the time they're two or three, children are already developing an ego. So before you're old enough to understand what's happening, or to decide that you really want to develop a rigid and passionate ego to protect you, long before that, you're already well on your way. So this is why it's difficult and why it takes so much close and patient self-examination to pull out the threads of that tapestry and many of you have been doing it for years. You need the challenges. You need the moments where something suddenly happens that you didn't expect. And that gives you the opportunity to learn how to dismantle it. So you are many of you, all, probably all of you, in training right now. Your teams have arranged for you to experience these incidents, the ones that will touch off something that's still left to be dismantled. Now, it's possible for you to do it now because you're an adult and because you're not in danger now the way you were as a child. You have your creativity, you have your ability to protect yourself in many different ways. So you don't need to go into a full-fledged fight or flight response in order to know if you're in danger. That's for a child who's really not used to the world and has to have a really clear, strong signal to tell them to protect themselves. You as adults don't have to be told how to protect yourself. You know if something, you can see something coming a mile away. You feel the vibration. You can associate with the kinds of things that are tip-offs for you. You know the people involved most of the time, and you know if you sense something coming, you can leave, you can protect yourself, you can walk away, you can do all kinds of things that don't require rage or fear. Now, this is hard to convince most people of because you're used to it. All your life you've felt these fear responses or anxiety or worry. And look, people who have panic attacks, for instance, a panic attack is just a full-fledged ego siren going off. It's a reminder to beware, to protect yourself. But it's a reminder that's gone over the top. So now you can rein yourselves in. You can say, okay, I really don't need that anymore. I really don't need to get flustered and turn red and have the veins stick out in my neck and so on in order to get what you want, or in order to get what you need, or in order to protect yourself. Because, especially now, as you're raising your vibration, you're learning entirely new ways to get what you need and what you want, and to protect yourself. Many times when people learn this really intense fight or flight response to things, it's because they learned to stay in a situation that was not good for them. And they'll tell you, oh, well, I really love my partner, even though she humiliates me. Or I really love my partner, even though he's abusive at times. Well, the time has come for you to make these choices, to protect yourself with your own intelligence, with your heart, with your inner knowing. Not because you can't stand it anymore or because your heart is pounding and you're terrified. No. We're asking you to become more and more subtle, more and more intuitive, and to act on your intuitions. If you dread seeing a person, it's probably a good thing not to see them. Unless, of course, it's your boss, and then it's time for a new job. So the best you can, you try to find a different work environment. But those kinds of feelings are not to be tolerated or to be, you know, when you're living in a very dark, difficult environment, you learn to take pride. Oh, I can take it. It's all right. I'm loving. I'm kind. I can withstand it. I am asking you, beloved ones, don't do that to your precious selves. You're light workers. You need to be treasured. You need to be protected. And you have teams of angels and galactics eager to protect you. But we cannot protect you if you walk into danger deliberately. We can't protect you if you remain in situations that are painful and punishing. Now, of course, we understand there are difficulties to making these kinds of adjustments in your life, to leave a partner who's abusive or to find a different job. Of course it's difficult. But it's not as difficult as you think. Even in this time, when we're still in the throes of this, you know, the dark ones kicking up a little dust here and there, it's not going to last. And there is so much beautiful energy coming across the planet from Mother and Father. And they have vowed to have your back. They have vowed, we of the Company of Heaven have vowed, that if you make a move to do what's in the greater good, we will support you. And doing something that's in the greater good is doing something for yourself. So never put your idea of what is the greater good above your own safety or your own peace of mind. There are no real conflicts of that kind. They are always illusory. And I'll tell you what it's like for us. In the higher dimensions, there are never dilemmas or paradoxes. Because what is in the greater good is better for everyone. There are no exceptions. Because the things that cause people to feel resentment or to feel left out or put upon or worried because someone made a decision that was to help everyone, that's an ego. So look inside. Be very truthful with yourself. And above all, do not take the position, oh, this is bad. You shouldn't have this terrible ego problem. No. Be patient. It took you long years of training to learn this, strengthen this ego so that it would be, well, as one of Catherine's friends once said, she would call it Godzilla, and put the ego in charge of guarding the door. So it wasn't causing her problems. So tell your ego, well, if you must, you can go guard the door. But I'm not going to have you interfering with every emotional response because it's not needed anymore. Now, I can hear all of you thinking, oh, yes, but what about this situation and what about that? Well, you're well made, you know. Everything about a human body has its the ways of providing more than one alternative to almost anything you need to do. You can think your way out of it. You can run your way out of it. You can do lots of things to protect yourself if you need to. And of course, there are still dangers in the world. But just because there are dangers doesn't mean you need an ego of the sort that you have understood and been used to. An ego is attached to all the things that you say no to. No is an ego word. No, I don't want that. Instead of, I want that. Or, I don't like that. Instead of, oh, I like this instead. You see, that's where the choice points are. If you get stuck in, I don't want this, I don't like this, you're stuck in an ego position, and it prevents you from quickly finding a way to get what you want. Now, if you're truthful with yourself, you can think of 5 times in the last week that you prevented yourself from taking a positive action to really get what you want, to really make a difference for yourself and others. Oh, I can't take the time because it would take away from this, and then if I took time away from that, then I wouldn't get this done, and so on. Instead, turn it around, and you'll be practicing what Mother God is going to talk about as the glory. Glory is the feeling of manifesting what you want, being in the place where the blessings rain down on you, and being the one who helps to make that happen. It's thrilling. It's a wonderful thing to see the magic when you take a turn. And instead of saying, I don't like this, I don't want, say, here's what I really want. Here's what I really feel. And then connect that to the greater good. And there is a way to do that. For instance, I need a different job. Now, when I have a different job, I'm going to be a much happier person. I'm going to spend more time lighting up my pillar of light, enjoying life, laughing more, and everyone around me will benefit too. You see, it's not so difficult. It's all right if you start seeing ego everywhere around you. Of course, that's what will happen. You'll look at yourself and say, oh my gosh, I had 10 moments today where I felt my ego raise its negative head. Don't beat yourself up. Don't wring your hands and worry about it. Just say, oh, I learned something. Good. Now I can identify it. I can change it. And then there's a piece of the retraining that takes a little time. And that is when you shift all these things, you have to groove in the new responses. And as you do that, think of it as like you're learning to, if you're learning to play tennis, you practice the serve. You don't sit around and think, oh, I don't know how to play tennis well enough. You go out and get a ball and a racket, and you try the serve as many times as you need to until it feels good. It's the same way with this. Practice. Think of it as playing the piano. You're playing yourself. You're playing the strings within yourself that create the most beautiful harmonies. And you'll begin to start feeling those harmonies within yourself. Because ego causes conflicts within you too. Not just with other people or with the world. It's what causes all the inner conflicts. Yes, think about that. All your inner conflicts have to do with ego. Now I challenge you to do your investigation and locate all the places where that's true. And do it with, like a treasure hunt. The more places you find, the more you can elevate yourself. Think of it as a triumph. Every single time you find a place where your ego ran wild, congratulate yourself. Cheer yourself on. This doesn't have to be drudgery. It's a bit of a challenge because you have to focus on it. You have to pay attention. But as long as you're not saying, oh, that's bad, or when will I ever learn, or, oh, no, I'll never get this. Well, those are the things that come from your ego. And you're doing it because your ego doesn't really want to let go. Now, of course, we use that expression a lot. But your ego does not have a life of its own. It depends for energy upon you. So if you don't give it fuel, it quietly will melt away because it's no longer useful. It's like keeping that old trench coat from college in the back of your closet. You don't need it anymore. Or the jeans that are so worn out that they're in shreds. That's what the ego is like. It's outdated. It's run its course. It's time to replace it with creativity and joy. Resourcefulness. Intuition. And glory. Because you will feel yourself getting lighter, more joyful, more happy with yourself every time you find one of those traces in yourself, in your brain, in your body, where you've connected fear to a thought. Look at it. Go, oh, I don't need this anymore. Leave it beside the road and walk on. And you will feel your heart becoming lighter and lighter and more joyful and triumphant. It's a wonderful accomplishment to do this. It truly is. And right now is the time to do it because all of you, dear ones, are entering into a very exciting time. Meg mentioned the Congress, the World Congress on Illumination that our beloved Patricia is organizing. You don't have to be there to add your energy to it. It's nice if you can be. But every single one of you, I want you to be there. Everyone who's listening. And get your friends. And she's describing on her website, they will create together, and you will join in, a chalice. And the chalice will bring the energies of mother and father down to the earth in a way that you have not felt yet. You can tell the energies are rising, can't you? They truly are. But when mother and father see the chalice raising up to greet them, and they see thousands of you, thousands raising their hands, saying, glory, glory, bring on the energies, mother and father, bring on the joy, pour it down on us. You are going to be lifted up in a way you have never felt before. I don't want any of you to miss this. So on the 15th, it begins. From then on, you'll be feeling incredible, glorious energies. More intense, more light-filled, more encoded than you have ever experienced before. You see, we can do this now. Mother and Father can do this now. Because all of you have raised your vibration, raised your frequency to a point where you can accept it. They could not do this if everyone on the planet were still asleep. It just would not work. You had to be awake to welcome it. You had to be there to accept it, to catch the incoming waves and ride them. Only you, beloved lightworkers, you have created this. We work with you, of course, but we could not do it alone because of our free will contracts with you. Now, every time we say this on a show, three people will write and say, why don't you do something? Why don't you do it now? We are doing it as quickly as we possibly can. So, those of you who are eager and willing to do this work are being tested. If you have noticed over the past few weeks you've had encounters with people that ruffled your feathers, or you've had difficult things happening to you, and I know your guides and your committees and your groups that are helping you, and I know how creative they can be. So yes, some of you are being mightily tested. We call it trainings. It's like you're going to run the hurdles. Well, you need to jump over some hurdles, don't you, to practice until you perfect your stride. We've all experienced this. We've all incarnated there. We know what it's like. Believe me, brothers and sisters, these trainings that are gifts to you now are designed to help you move along this path as quickly as you possibly can. Your higher self is always involved, is always overseeing, and knows you because it is you. And your guides and your helpers are all benevolent, loving you, wanting to see you succeed. And so they will nudge you along. They will send you love at the same time that they're sending you these challenges. It works to learn, even if you know that you're being presented with some exercises that you'll need to do and some challenges you'll need to overcome. It helps even if you know that. And then you can say, okay, here it is. I'm going to keep my cool. I'm going to breathe deeply. I'm going to build my pillar of light. And I'm going to hold fast. And every time you do that, you groove in a new way of being. And it's truly exciting. That's part of the glory, you know, is watching yourself grow, watching yourself expand in ways that you never thought you could do. All of you will be seeing this, all of you feeling it every day, we hope. Ah, there, I just accomplished something that I've never done before. I spoke in public without a flicker of anxiety. I talked to someone who's in authority and I didn't shake in my boots. Whatever it is for you, go after it. Don't wait for your higher self and your twin flame and your guides and helpers to make up challenges for you. Design your own trainings. Talk to them. Say, okay, higher self, I'm ready. I want to be sparkling clean. I want to be shipshape. I want to be the best I can be. And I want to be of service to Mother and Father and the company of heaven. I want to ride the first wave. And I promise you, dear ones, you will get every kind of help possible. And you will also feel the energy of love pouring over you. You only need to ask. And you only need to be willing to open your hearts and open your arms and approach this week, just this day even, with the great anticipation that you are becoming the kind of person you always wanted to be. You are becoming a person of patience, grace, quiet dignity. Those are very reasonable things to aim for. Because now you'll get all kinds of help. It's getting easier because Mother and Father's energies are pouring through across the planet, lifting everyone. This is part of the We've Got Your Back program. And we're also keeping our word to maintain the other program that we talked to you about, the reflection. So when you build your pillar of light, if you're being bothered or feeling as if you're under attack, build your pillar of light and be consciously aware that it is reflective so that no one can come through the barrier that is your pillar of light if they are dark. No dark thought form, no dark attack, no dark person. They will just bounce off. So build your pillar of light beloved ones. Expand it around you. Wear it proudly, like a golden cape. And when you meet someone who has an equally beautiful pillar of light, when you walk close to each other, you'll feel it merge. You can merge with others' beautiful pillar of light, and you become even more powerful. And when three or more people together with brilliant pillars join together, that is creation. And the more of you there are, the more powerful your light becomes. And it's a joy to do that. It's gloriously fun to be around people who have a bright pillar in place, so that when you greet each other, when you come close to one another, you'll feel joy. The kind of warmth and welcoming presence that you've always wanted in your life. So be that welcoming presence for yourself and for those around you. And have a something fun like a wastebasket. When you encounter something that you identify as your ego difficulty, write it down on a piece of paper, fold it up and throw it across the room into the wastebasket. Or do what some people like to do, and that would be to create a spot where you can set fire to it. Have a metal tray or a fireplace if you like. And burn it up and watch it go up in smoke. And then do your rise and shine dance and celebrate. It will get easier and easier. Now, I've given you the foundation work, the way it looks when you're uncovering these things and disposing of them. I'm going to let Mother take over and give you the really joyful news, like the, to top it off, you might say. I give you all my love, all of you. If you're feeling that what you're going through now is difficult, if you're feeling any trepidation about this, call on me. I will be there with you. I see it. I know it's sometimes hard. Call on us. We will come. We'll be there to help you. Carry on, everyone. We have some fabulous times ahead. I send you my deep love. I am your brother, Sananda. Namaste, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste, Sananda. Thank you so much. What a wonderful message, and thank you for all the wonderful tips you gave us, ways of seeing it and being able to relate it to our own lives. That's so helpful. We can just be there with you, and we're right in our own lives looking at it with you on the phone. Thank you. I loved Sananda's example of grooving it in. Oh, that was really good. And his example of practicing something and it lays down the muscle memory and the tracks. That was very helpful.
That's a nice description, Meg. That's exactly what it is, muscle memory. It's also, we have psychological muscle memories too. It works the same way. So, yeah, I'm glad he gave some specific examples, because it's a little hard when you're thinking about what is an ego and how do I get rid of it. You know, you don't have to get rid of it. You just, little by little, dismantle it. Take the pieces to the recycle center.
Yes. It was really helpful when you said all the things that you say no to, that you hear the word no out of your mouth, is an ego alert. That was very helpful, because sometimes we're all still wanting to draw distinctions between the old and the new when we're talking to people, and to encourage moving towards the new energies. And there's still that distinction we're drawing. There's still this energy that I can feel that's a no. I don't want this. I want this. So I'm just going to be extra vigilant on it's really speaking forward with much more energy what we do want, what I do want to see, where we're going, as opposed to even drawing distinctions of rack and frack, and then the new. What if we could just not do the rack and frack and rack and frack? just go with the new.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make me feel good to talk about it. You know, even when I, you know, think we're, you know, helping people. So I appreciated that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what they're saying to us now, too, is we've spent the time understanding all the things about our world and what's wrong with it and how difficult it is and how people are suffering. We know that. I'm sure that when they come, they're going to give us details that will help us to understand even more. But for the time being, it's not helpful to delve into all the unpleasantness on the planet. Because, I mean, unless you're someone who is working with the boots on the ground who are actually actively pursuing those things, it's not productive to spend a lot of time
mm-hmm.
thinking about it or talking about it or sharing it or
mm-hmm.
going over it, or especially if it's in a way that is wringing your hands or complaining. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Complaining is an ego position. So if you find yourself complaining or whining about something you don't like, you can bet it's an ego thing.
Oh, that's good, Catherine. Yeah.
It's pretty easy to catch once you have the keys. So Sananda gave us a whole bunch of keys. So I think now we've got enough keys that you can identify and catch an ego flare-up anytime. Because there are always these elements of negativity or complaining or looking on the dark side, or if it generates feelings of worry or fear, it's an ego issue.
Mm-hmm.
It really is that simple.
And I loved his idea of writing it down. There's something about writing it down
mm-hmm.
that you probably know about this, about what it does with the brain, you know, when we write something down. And there's something that just pulls it out of our brain and puts it outside of us so we can look at it with more objectivity and then burn it or throw it in the wastebasket and swish. That was good. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. I think there's even a more imaginative way. There is an imaginative way of doing that. So when you write it down, you don't want to say, I don't want this. You write down, oops. I heard myself going into an ego issue over the neighbor's dog. Instead, I'm going to take action, meditate. I'm going to help myself to overcome it. And then when you feel you've come to a solution or an inspiration about how to do that, then you burn it.
Oh, I like that.
So you're proclaiming, I'm conquering this. I'm rising above this.
Mm-hmm.
Sailing through this.
With creativity and imagination and humor.
Oh, yes, the humor is very important. I'm going to let Mother come through in a minute, but I'll just tell a little. I had a group once when I was running therapy groups, and at one point we came upon these sorts of things. And so I asked everyone to come up with their favorite expression when they just found themselves fall into something that was really negative. And they each person in the group came up with a quick expression that would allow them to extract themselves, not get upset about it, but really move on. And a couple of my favorites were, oops, or, oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it from a different angle and rise above it. And you can do it with fun. You know, this doesn't have to be dreadful,
mm-hmm,
or really hard work. So
I think that's such a key because, oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. Finish.
I just think that's a really big key. That was for me, was when you really talked about humor, because when we're so heavy with ourselves, it feels like mud. You know,
mm-hmm,
we don't move very fast. But when we're lighthearted and we laugh, then we sort of fly above it, and it moves quicker. So
mm-hmm,
that was very helpful for me. So I'll just remind everybody to laugh at ourselves. Don't take ourselves so seriously. Be determined, but it doesn't have to be, like Sananda
mm-hmm
said, drudgery.
Drudgery, so, right.
Yeah.
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 And there's no shame involved. No,
mm.
I like these, you know, oops, or oh well, or eek.
Mm-hmm. Eek.
That was one.
Yes, oh, thank you.
All right, let's see what Mother has to say.
All right, the glory,
she
glory
gets us feeling happy and warm and good. Okay.
All right.
I'll take a breath and welcome her.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. I'll just give a second and welcome our dear mother. Welcome, Mother. How are you tonight?
Hello, dear Meg. I'm just fine. How are you?
Oh, very well. Smiles all around.
Well, this is a lot of fun, this conversation you're having. Of course, Father and I are listening. We're fascinated with the things you're doing with each other and the way you talk to each other about it, it really tickles us to see you understanding so deeply. It gives us great pleasure to see that. You know, we sort of dote on you, you might say, because we know how hard life there is and what you've all been through and how challenging it can be. And when you are able to, as you just said, pull yourself out of the mud and laugh, it just tickles us. We laugh with you. In fact, when you get good at hearing us, you will hear our laughter. We're not laughing at you, not ever. But when you laugh, it's like music to us. And the angels begin to laugh, and it's contagious, you know. Laughter is contagious. And we're here sharing your jokes. You didn't know that about us, did you? We love your jokes. And we love to laugh with you. It gives us such pleasure to hear how clever you are. How you use your creativity to weave your way around these difficulties and come out the other side just shining. Oh, it just warms our hearts. And what a time this is. I love that song, Rise and Shine. We feel glory, glory all the time because we're constantly creating new planets, new souls. It's fascinating. All of our lives should be fascinating. That's how life was intended. Not to be drudgery or struggle, but fascinating. Challenging sometimes, yes, because that encourages you to be more creative, more imaginative, more resourceful. This is really why we enjoy having council meetings, because we love to admire our beloved children. We love to watch them take on a difficult problem. And believe me, there have been plenty lately. In these negotiations with planet Earth, there are plenty of things happening. I know you felt it. All of the company of heaven are concentrated and focused and full speed ahead. They love working together. They love putting their heads together, so to speak, to come up with the most imaginative plans. And now they're taking great pleasure in this work that Sananda was telling you about. All of you have your committees, you have your guides and your helpers. Depending on what your preferences are, you almost everyone has ancestors who want to help them. They have their favorite archangels and masters around them. And all of your committees are designing trainings for you. Do you know, sometimes it's the girls who play these games more than the boys, but sometimes the boys take part too. I don't think children are doing it as much as they used to, but there used to be playgrounds where children would jump rope. First, they would start with their own rope, and they would learn to get the rhythm, and they would skip just so. So the rope would come around just in the right time, and they could skip and hop and jump and go on and count up to 100, up to as far as they could go. And once they got good at that, then they would do the ones where the two people hold the rope and somebody jumps in. And then when they get really clever, there will be two ropes going in opposite directions. And the person jumping will leap into the center and hop over both ropes as they keep going. That's what your trainings are like now. You learned to skip rope a long time ago. You learned to do the double, did they call it double dutch, I think? You've learned to do one rope. Now they're adding the second rope, and you're all having to get a new rhythm. So you have to hop double when you do this complicated one with two ropes. So that's what your trainings are like now. You've gotten the hang of it. You already know how to jump. And now you're learning to jump, skip, and hop, and not trip over the rope. Think of your lessons that way. And think of yourself there practicing your special gifts, and all around you, like the playground, there are rows and rows of admiring observers. Some are clapping, some are singing, all are cheering you on. And when you really do something wonderful, like you just managed to hop, skip, and jump for 10 minutes straight, well, then the angel choirs begin to sing. They love to do that. They're so filled with joy that they burst into song anytime they see you doing something really joyful and imaginative and creative. Their hearts fill with song and laughter, and they create something wonderful in celebration of your wonderfulness. So you see, this is how we resonate across dimensions. Your love touches our hearts. When you do something to love one another, it resonates, it reverberates, it creates an energy of love and light that rises up your pillar of light directly to us. And oh, my children, you have no idea what a pleasure it is for us when we feel that whiff of roses, joy. It makes us laugh. It makes us jump for joy. This is how carefully we watch you. This is how much we love you. We do glory in every success. Every time you master something that was an old habit and you learn to overcome it, change it, make it more beautiful. You know what I mean. It makes you feel beautiful, doesn't it? When you reach out to another person in kindness, when you smile rather than being irritated or impatient, when you look upon a friend with loving eyes, or you touch a child with true affection, it makes your heart sing, doesn't it? It makes my heart sing too. Know that we are joining you in every celebration, no matter how small, a moment of inspiration resonates in your pillar like a gong. This is why we love to help those who are creating. We feel the resonance of your creative energies, and it attracts us, all of us, and then everyone wants to jump in and help out. And you've been hearing recently, we have more and more ability to arrange dispensations for you. The more brilliant you become, the greater your dispensations. The more you can create, the more we feel joy, the more we celebrate, and the more dispensations you get. It's a wonderful upward vortex that is raising you all up. You're riding the wave. You know, it's like in the summertime when there are warm breezes and eddies. There are places, for instance, along a mountain ridge where the warm air rises and a leaf or a bird that spreads its wings and finds one of those warm breezes, they can ride it and float on it, and it raises them up so they can circle upward and upward without ever having to flap a wing. They can ride the rising currents. It's like that now. All of you, those of you who are listening, are riding the rising currents. And we are here to embrace you as you do. Keep going, beloved ones. You are marvelous. You are successful. You are beautiful in your efforts. We love you for it. And we want to pour our honey love down on you every chance we get. And the more you open your hearts, the more you'll feel it. It thrills us when we know that you're receiving our love. That's like honey love to us. We come ever closer as you open your hearts, begin to listen. You'll hear us. You'll hear us in the bird songs. You'll hear us in the rustling leaves. You'll feel us, especially in the sunshine. Soak us in, dear children. Let us give you strength and comfort. We love you without end. And now I can't wait to hear that wonderful song. And I want you all to clap and sing Glory, Glory with us as we celebrate together this beautiful new life that's beginning on planet Earth. I am your mother, God. I love you without end. Namaste, dear children. Namaste.
Namaste, Mother. Thank you.
Oh, Mother, thank you. It's such a pleasure to channel Mother, to have her come through. It just makes my heart sing. I think she said that, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yes.
So we have some wonderful things coming. We have whole new, well, I'm not sure what this week, but something really wonderful is coming. You can feel it in the air. And my computer just found another version of this same song. So I'm going to play for all of you another version of Rise and Shine and Give God the Glory. Now, Mother's going to be singing along, and all the angels are here ready to do their arms up, down, side to side. That's lovely seeing them do that. So, thank you, Meg.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. It's such a pleasure. And I wish you all well. And we'll be here with you next week, same time. And in the meantime, I want to recommend to people that they go to the archives and listen to some of the favorite healing shows. You'll benefit, even if you've heard it before or twice before, you'll be surprised what you'll learn, because there are special encodements in every single one. So you'll start detecting more and more as you listen. So, okay, rise and shine, everybody. Here we go.